I forgot yesterday I put this in my pocket. What happened yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I had it right there.
It worked out okay? Okay. Okay.
So
it's okay? Okay, so we left off yesterday. So just to recap for a moment, we were talking about the major machlokes Hamshonim, about the mitzvah's kedushin or lack thereof. So the machlokes began in kedushin after and we saw the Rambam clearly accepts as a mitzvah. The Rosh questioned whether it's a mitzvah, just a heksha mitzvah. And the Gemara, the Rishonim began to revolve around the sugya in Ksubas of Zion, where the Gemara talks about a bracha. So what bracha? You're making a bracha and getting married. So the Rambam says, yeah, of course you're making a bracha getting married. That's a regular bracha mitzvah, no different than any other mitzvah. And according to the Rosh, that's clearly not the case. According to the Rosh, it had to fall into the category of a birchas shavach, because there was no mitzvah to get married. It's merely a birchas shavach. And the Rosh explains that's why the nusach is so strange, why we talk about children, and such a long nusach, etc., because it's dafka not a birchas mitzvah. But the end of the show yesterday, we began to discuss that some very real practical difference is a mitzvah, not a mitzvah, is a birchas mitzvah, not a birchas mitzvah. Tachos, when should the bracha be recited? So if it's a birchas mitzvah, then the answer is obvious, it has to precede the mitzvah. If it's a shavach, then we can understand that it's afterwards. Then we took a step back at the end of the show yesterday, we said, even if it's a birchas mitzvah, there may be other factors which contribute to maybe the bracha being recited the wrong, quote unquote, the wrong place. Maybe the bracha can in fact be recited after the mitzvah, notwithstanding the fact that it's a birchas mitzvah. And we mentioned one of the factors yesterday with the Ravid. The Ravid says on technical grounds, if you recite the bracha and then she backs out, it'll be a bracha batala. And then there's another that's given also. The Gos Maimoni, I don't think we got to yet. Gos Maimoni quotes another possibility that maybe, when do we say if there's an absolute rule, a bracha to be followed by a mitzvah, that's only true if I'm doing the bracha and I'm doing the mitzvah. But if anyway one person's doing one and the other person's doing another, so then the tziruf anyway is not there. So maybe the din of calling mitzvah a bracha and yasan doesn't really play out. So it happens to be, for technical reasons, we have a minhag, the Gemara doesn't mention this, but the Rishonim already have this minhag, that rather than the chosin reciting the bracha, who recites the bracha? It's not a kedusha recites the bracha.
But what's the difference between the Ravid and the Hagos Maimonides?
The Ravid is saying that there's a concern, shema tachzor. We're afraid you're going to back out from the wife's going to back out, is going to back out. Or the mole's going to skip down or something. Here, it's a little bit of a different part. That Ovelas Yosef means that there's a certain protocol, there's a certain connection between bracha followed by mitzvah. If I'm doing the bracha and you're doing the mitzvah, so it could be that there's no connection anyway. For a lot of hochi, there's no connection between the two. So what's the difference? Bracha before the mitzvah, before the bracha, it doesn't make much of a difference. So again, it's a less of a technical issue, it's more of a halachic type of an issue, that the tziruf between the two isn't ironclad anyway. So no matter how you slice it, it comes out that according to the Rambam himself, the bracha must precede the kedushin. According to the Rosh, it need not precede the kedushin. And even if you hold like the longest of the Rambam, that it's a birchas mitzvah, maybe there are tangential reasons, the Ravid, Gos Maimon, whatever they are, why maybe the order is not so important. The normal protocol, the normal halacha, dvarim, under the chuppah, everybody knows, is bracha before the mitzvah. We don't want to take any chances, you have nothing to lose, so that's what we do. Mice, halacha, mice, that's what we do. We do the bracha first.
According to the Gos Maimon, anytime we have a dinner with Shemayim Kohanah, would we say that the bracha doesn't have to come before the mitzvah?
Right, I mean, according to that would be a strange thing. Let's say if someone's blowing shofar for me, if he's blowing for himself also, then he has to make it before anyway. But if he's just reading the Megillah for me or something, so then according to that Svara, no problem. You can do the read the Megillah first, make the bracha. This would be a strange thing, right? We don't usually follow that. So everybody said, let's raise the following question. A very real mice application of all the things we're talking about. You have a little nervous under the chuppah, including the Masada Kedushin, and he goofed. And the chassan gave the ring to the kala. I forgot to make the bracha. Now what? What do you do? Now what? So according to the Rosh, now what? No big deal. You make the bracha now. According to the Ravid, no big deal. That's what you're supposed to have done. According to the Gosmai, no big deal. That's what you're supposed to have done. What about according to the Rambam? What would the Rambam? The Rambam was a big believer in birchas mitzvah, and he got it right out of Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph. And he read Pshat Ksubas Daf Zayin, birchas mitzvah. And the Rambam said, therefore, it has to be in the right order. The guy made a mistake. What do you do? What does the Rambam say? Rambam writes in Halacha Chav Gimel, Vim Kidesh v'lo birech, v'lo yivarech achar kedushin. Shezo bracha levatola, ma shenaso kvar naso. It happened, it's done, it's all, we're finished, gemarnu, don't make the bracha anymore. Anyone a little bit disturbed by this comment in the Rambam, by this statement in the Rambam? Is there any reason to believe that the Rambam may be correct, that if the bracha is a mitzvah, the Rambam may be correct that kedushin is a mitzvah, his reading of kedushin b'malach is right, his reading of ksuvas tazayim is right, even the protocol is right, that he's supposed to do the bracha before the mitzvah, but after the fact, maybe we can salvage this bracha? I don't have any idea why perhaps we could salvage, any ideas how we can salvage this bracha for the Messiah Kedushin who slipped. This is more of Hilchus Bracha, Shalom. It's an absolute cloud, one don't call him mitzvahs, but bracha le'mer v'lesi yosan. What do a guy put on tefillin and forgot to make the bracha? What would you tell him to do?
Move it out of the way.
I would tell him to make the bracha right now when he's wearing the tefillin. A guy put on his tzitzis in the morning, forgot to make a bracha. What would you tell him to do? I tell him to make a bracha. A guy sat in the sukkah, he's 3/4 through his meal, forgot to take a lesh himself. What would you tell him to do? I tell him to make a bracha now. You know who I am, quote unquote? Who is the person who's instructing him to make brachas in those three cases? A rabbi Milchus Brachas. Rabbi Milchus Brachas writes beferish that if a person does any of these three mitzvahs, either tzitzis, tefillin, or sukkah, and forgot to make, well, no big deal, make the bracha now. Why? Manishtan of these three mitzvahs. Why are these mitzvahs different? What's unique about these mitzvahs? What are they called?
Because every second, every second that you're doing it.
Everyone knows what that's called. Rambam coined the phrase of the brachas. I mean, it's close. Yes. The mitzvah hanim sheches. Rambam says, whenever you have a mitzvah hanim sheches, so a mitzvah hanim sheches, it's true lechatchila you should have done Eglas Yosan by making the bracha before the tchila is a mitzvah. But b'diavad calls man the mitzvah of shachas. That's also okay. Finish Rambam in the end of Hilchos Brachos. Now that we know that Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, and we also just read the Rambam together in Hilchos Yishus, Parag Gimel, where the Rambam says that when you get married, so you can't make the bracha afterwards. What do we see from the Rambam? The Rambam was the one who taught us yesterday. There's a mitzvah to get married. So yesh lach bo rabbeisa, yesh ladun. What's the nature of that mitzvah to get married, according to Rambam? Remember the Lashon Rambam? Mitzvah se'aseh likachisha, ki kachishisha. I can understand that mitzvah one of two ways. Is the mitzvah, you tell the kachir, and he toots dadim. Is the mitzvah hump, or the mitzvah hump? Who's going to fill in the ums and ums?
Is it to get married or to be married?
What's the nature of the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah just that one split second under the chuppah when he puts the ring on the finger, dosses the mitzvah se'aseh, and that's it? Or is the mitzvah ki kachishisha to be in the state of marriage? The fact that a person's married, each and every moment is a hemshich of the mitzvah. So what do you see from the Rambam? Of all places, the Rambam in Lagavi, the bracha, the birchas ha-mitzvah, zelim from the Rambam in Hilchos birchas ha-mitzvahs, even though the Rambam in Hilchos brachas is a big believer of mitzvah nimshechas, and he says it plugs it in practically by tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah, but by kedushin, there's no such thing. By kedushin, the Rambam doesn't say mitzvah nimshechas. Zelim from the Rambam, you see from this Rambam, that the Rambam's mitzvah it was not a mitzvah to be married. The mitzvah is to get married. And I got married already. I gave her the ring. And I goofed. Sorry, Charlie, says the Rambam. Mashinasa kvarnasa. That's a chiddush within the Rambam. We never would have known that except we put together the pieces. We put together the pieces of the puzzle from Hilchos Brachos.
Isn't it also the Rambam says that there's mitzvah limbo in the tradition? That sounds like it's just the
That's a tricky Lashon HaRambam, a very, very tricky Lashon HaRambam. Because that's almost undermining what I'm saying. Because according to what you're saying is that almost the Kedushin isn't complete until the Bir Shavuot is not really true enough as Kedushin. So I'm not sure what to do about that, Rambam, that Lashon HaRambam. If I say there's a famous story about a certain Rosh Yeshiva was saying over a whole lumdish of Mahalach and Kedushin, that Kedushin is an ongoing chalois. That when you're a Kaddish and Isha, so it's not pshat that it's a one-time thing, but each and every moment that they're in the state of Kedusha is an ongoing chalois of Kedusha. So the way the story goes is that the other Rosh Hashiva wasn't very impressed with Shul Torah, and he said two words to him. You know what the two words were? He said, Mazel Tov. He said, what's the mazel? He says, according to your Shul Torah, you just got married right now. I've been married for 50 years, great grandchildren. Mazel Tov. So you zev it from Rambam, you see from the Rambam, that at least vis-a-vis the mitzvah's kedusha, it's not true. Maybe the guy with the chaloy's kedusha is true, but vis-a-vis the mitzvah's kedusha, it's not true. So I started off with that story at my offer. So I told over that story, my offer of Trasha. I started off, I left out all the details of the Rambam, but the brachas, the lumbus. I started off with that story. So I started off by saying that even though in terms of pure lumbus and halacha, it is probably a joke, it's not really true. The kedusha is not an ongoing chalois. But in terms of machshava, it is an ongoing thing because a couple has to always view it as a mechadish betuva b'chayim tamas mesh. Each and every second is taka is chachos in the marriage. That's taka true, even though in terms of pure lomdus, the whole thing is probably dvar b'tei. In terms of machshava, for a good rush of on a Shabbos morning in Afrof, it's going to flop. Then I began to discuss my share with my Afrof rush. I think everyone's here. I think you guys are born. So I started to do, I said as follows. I said, I happen to have met my wife. I met her right after Shavuos. We started going out right after Shavuos. I said, and we got engaged on Sukkis, and we got married on Chanukah. So I posed the question, what's the connection between those three zmanim on the Jewish calendar? Shavuos, Sukkis, and Chanukah. I didn't expect anyone to give me any answers. So I said, the answer is as follows. It's a Mishnah Maseches Bikurim. Mishnah says in Bikurim that the beginning of Zman Bikurim is from Shavuos. Then Sukkot is at the end of the time when you can say the Kriyas HaParsha. And then you can still schlep out with the Bikurim for a few months later until Chanukah. After Chanukah, you can't bring Bikurim anymore. So there are three different Zman and vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Bikurim. So develop the Yisai that the mitzvah, I'm sure, Tim, that the mitzvah Bikurim is the Chiddush of Hischachos, that the farmer comes every year with the new food, came to Israel right now. That's the mitzvah. So I said, any relationship that started on Shavuos, reached a certain point on Sukkot, and culminates on Chanukah, has a bechina of Bikurim to it. So that's going to set the stage for our entire life together. So that was the whole Shavuot Torah. So some people were wondering, what happened to Uchaz Bikurim with the Rambam Raivin, Uchaz Brachas? Yeah, that was it. That was the pretty much. I just filled you in on the details of the offer of Josh. Okay. Vaisak, that's that story. And there was no roasting. Not like, if you know anyone's in Mashiach knows, that's chayp lo yavar. No roasting. You guys ever know what roasting is yet? Oh, fine. You should never know from it. Okay. If you want to know, we'll tell you about it afterwards. You guys would know roasting is, right? Everyone knows what it is, right? Okay, good. So it's awesome in Atoria for many, many, many reasons. We gave Shia about it in the past. So not for now. Okay. Back to that story, boys. Okay. One thing besides Shira, we get a little interesting, right? It'll tell you all the side shows that you get in the Shira also. Okay. Abaisai, back to that story. So this guy goofed. This guy, he was not a Kedushin goof. He forgot to make the bracha. So the Rambam says the bracha was told to say that to us. Could we still salvage this bracha, even if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah? Forget Mitzvah HaMishachas? Maybe we can. With the following suggestion. Maybe the klal of Kol HaMitzvah Sevarach Leim Ovel HaSiyosam is a nice klal l'chatchila, but it's not Akav B'Di'evet. Not every klal in halacha is b'di'evet, so it could be that the principle of kol mitzvah zvarach l'mavla siyasa means l'chatchim you have to do the b'di'evet if you goof, no big deal. B'di'evet, you ate the matzah, make the brach afterwards. B'di'evet, you goofed, then you heard the shofar, make the brach afterwards. We state in the Gemara, what does it say in the Gemara that this klal is even b'di'evet? So I can tell you who said it. The Rambam said it, because the Rambam just said, you blew it, mashinasa k'panasa. So the Rambam clearly holds that it's ma'akiv in b'di'evet. Could one argue with the Rambam? So the answer is one could. And there are those who do. So the Shitas Or Zarua, in the end of the period of Bali Taisus, the Shitas Or Zarua, but the Or Zarua and the Hilgi Mishem, the Or Zarua disagreed with the Rambam and says, but all mitzvahs, called mitzvahs Tvarach Lehem Ovel HaSiyosa, that's the fact of the it's okay. And therefore, according to the Or Zarua, if you goofed and you got married first, you got to make the bracha now, no big deal, no problem. Not out the Mitzvah Nimsheches, not out the Rosh, not out the Raivit, not out the Agos Mamini. Says the Azur, the Rambam's right. The Rambam's right in Maseches Kedushin. The Rambam's right in Maseches Ksuvis, but in terms of his bracha, he's not right, because the cloud of Kol Mitzvah is also in his own Lechachin HaPidiyah. This is the Or Zeruah, the Mekin Shita, about
Mitzvah.
Right now, Or Zeruah agrees with the Rambam that this is... 100%. The Or says everything is... No.
Or Zeruah, the Shita is by Kirmas HaMitzvah, I think it's a Shema. You say it refers to a bracha for doing the Mitzvah, and the bracha is Shema. So therefore, you would agree over here, since he says
Okay, good, good. Besides, okay, you don't have to necessarily make every bris a mitzvah. You don't have to do that.
It could be.
But it's not muchach. It doesn't have to be. So Rabbi Sai, anyone want to bring me a raya? We said the raya already yesterday. Okay, we're just putting the final touches on before we move on to our next sugya. Wants to bring me a raya that kol mitzvahs v'rach levos l'asiyoson is not necessarily b'di'evin. B'di'evin would be okay. Who's going to bring me a raya? What did the Gemara say in Masechet Pesachim Daf Zayin? We spoke about this yesterday. A tefillah. Remember the tefillah's ger story? The ger can't make the bracha before, so therefore what do we tell him to do? Make it afterwards. What kind of loch is that? What kind of game is that? You can't do it, so it's okay. So do it in a different way. If the din of Ovel HaSiyasa would have been a din le'ikuva, it would have been this, ma'aka b'di'evin, what should we tell the ger? When to make the bracha? What would be the correct psak to tell the ger? When to make the bracha? Don't make the bracha. You can't make it before, because you're not Jewish, we understand it, we appreciate that. You can't make it afterwards, because it's too late. Nothing to do, you're Jewish, you're never not making it wrong. So for the fact that the Gemara says that by Tila's Ger, we bend over backwards and we find the eight to make the bracha afterwards, says the Azarua, it brings a raya from that Gemara, says the Azarua, you see from that Gemara, from that din, that the klal of Avodah Siyasa is never really ma'akev altogether. It was only l'chadchil in the first place. You know what's the next kash we have to ask? You have to always think of the next step. Who has to respond to that? How would the Rambam respond to that? The Rambam, in Hukas Ishas that we just read, the Rambam who said, Birch is a mitzvah, Kedushin is a Birch is a mitzvah, because Kedushin is a mitzvah. And if you made the bracha afterwards, it's a bracha levatola, how would the Rambam respond to that? So what's the answer? What would the Rambam say? Why is that not such a good raya?
It's a category.
What?
Gair's
it was a special takonis chachamim by Gair because of the Yavshavalachim. Otherwise, we would never have a bracha for Tefillas Gairim. So therefore, when Chazal instituted, Anshei Pesach Gedolim with instituted brachas, so avad and avad that they instituted brachas have to be b'di'evad, they have to be before the mitzvah. You can't make a bracha after the mitzvah. So 99.9% of all the normal brachas, the bracha, forgetting about the Bishan Mishach, so all the normal brachas, Mishmach Hoshayf, Mishmach Hoshayf, any normal bracha was instituted chayfel yava before the mitzvah, even b'di'evad, you can't make the bracha afterwards. And kedushin is no different from a regular bracha, same as the shayfer, same as the lasnasa. They bring me a raya from tefillas geher like the Rambam. Tefillas geher was clearly the exception to the rule because the efshem alavachi. By kedushin with efshem alavachi, you should have made the bracha before. You forgot. It's your problem, not my problem. Not the Anshei Pesach Gedolim's problem. So it comes out, we have a major machlokes now. This has happened at weddings. Hopefully it won't happen at your wedding, but this has happened at weddings. But the Kedusha has forgotten to make the bracha. What do you do? So again, if you're willing to fall back on the Rosh, or you like the Ravid, you like the Gospel, you like all those other shitas, great. But if you want to stick to the guns of the Rambam, that it's a bit of its fun, it's got to be before her, are we meshubah to the last line of the Rambam, Menuchas Ishas Per Gimel, that even with the other Mashinasa Kvainasa? So according to the Azarua, we're not meshubah to that. According to the Azarua, no. It's only the Chachin HaPediyavet, proof positive, Tfilas Ger, and the Rambam would refute that raya. So I put on one, and the last thing I remember to the sugi before we move on, I put on a marimokom that I wanted you to think about, to analyze. What was the marimokom? The Ramah in Hilchos Shechita. When saw that Ramah in Hilchos Shechita, what did Ramah say in Hilchos Shechita? Oh, so the guy's about the shecht an animal. And the shecht is supposed to make a brach. You need mucham zuman, about the shecht. A shecht is shown to the ala shechita. It's supposed to shecht immediately following the brach. That's what's supposed to happen. Now he has a problem. You know what his problem is? He's not sure that the shechita is going to be a kosher shechita. Why is he not sure? This animal may be a trefa. Trefa means it may have some internal injury to it. It's very hard to know. Something happened to the animal when it was alive, it was attacked. He's not sure. It may have a hole in its heart, it may have a hole in its brain, a hole in its lung. We're not sure. We can't get a sonogram done on this animal, so we're not quite sure what's going on. The only way to really know for certain whether this animal is going to be kosher or not is to shecht it and open it up and investigate and see. So when he shechts the animal, to be determined whether it's going to be a kosher shechita. So now he's in a pickle, says the Rambam. Because if he makes a bracha, and he gloy milsa that it had a hole in the heart, so it turns out it was nishkin shechita, it wasn't a good shechita. Turns out he made a bracha levatala. So what should he do? He's really in a pickle. What should he do, says the Rambam? No problem. The Rambam quotes, what do? Shecht first. Open it up, take a look and see if it passes the test, take the bracha afterwards, inshallah, Yisrael.
I don't understand. Isn't the bracha on shechita? It's not about making a kosher. It's
about making the trefa. Wait a second. Who says that? Let's say I know it's a trefa. I know it has a hole in the heart, but I'm going to do a kosher shechita. That's your kasher, right?
It's not
shechita. What? Oh, you guys are in a roll now. You guys are in a roll. So believe it or not, you're mechavim to Rashi. Rashi says when you shecht an animal and the igloy milk it has a hole in it. So what? You did a kosher shechita. You can make a bracha on it. You can't eat it. What's that do with anything? What do you see from this Ramah? No? Who's going to tell me? What do you dive in? We're not learning kashkita and other trefas right now. But what do you see from this Ramah?
It's not a kashkita.
That when there's a trefas in the animal, that's a chisor in kashkita shaboy. Trefas is not an issa minachot. It's not a tangential issa. Trefas and shchita are linked to one another. When there's a trefas in the animal, that's a chesed shchita. Anyone explain to me why that is? Again, we're not learning shchita trefas now, but I can't hold back. The Yezhar is too great. I got to tell it to you. No, no. Why is that? What does shchita mean? Shchita means what's the difference between a shchuta and a nevela? A shchuta means an animal that was killed through a kosher shchita. Nevela means an animal that died without a proper shchita. When an animal is a trefa, what is it already? It's almost half what? Half dead already. It's 1 foot in the grave already. That's what trefas means. Trefas in the chayis. It's a chisor in the chiyus of the behema. Therefore, when you shecht an animal that has a trefas in it, it's not an issa minachot. It's not a tangential issur, but as a chisoron in the etzem hashchita. And therefore, the Rambam makes a lot of sense. You can't make a bracha on that. The Rambam is a lash nuchas in hilchas mechalas asuros. Shehat treifos chilas nevelim. That treifos is not an independent iser. It's a chisorun. There's a din. It's a mafkia in the kashrus of the shechita. Just in case you're interested. So that was not Reb Chaim Briskis' offer of speech. But that was Reb Chaim's. Anyone know what? That was his bar mitzvah drasha. Reb Chaim says this over the way it's told over. Reb Chaim said over this deep in the Rambam and this long holding, he said this over as a bar mitzvah rush. Okay? So just in case you're getting Chalish Sadas, the next good I'll tell you what he said on his first day in Gan. So we're moving on, okay? The Vaisai. Getting back to that story. But the Ramah is assuming you can't make a bracha against Rashi. Moshe is assuming you can't make a bracha. So the Ramah comes with this Gevaldike Eitza. Make the bracha when? Afterwards. So come a group of Acharenim and say, the Ramah just gave an Eitzah to make a bracha afterwards. What do you see from this Ramah? Who's he siding like? Sounds like he's an Ozeruf person, not a Rambam person, right? That's going to impact on our weddings. It's like Nishin Gusa doesn't make a bracha. So the Ramah is Machriyin Uchashchita like the Ozeruf against the Rambam. Not necessarily. Why? Who's going to answer? Who's going to refute that Raya? It's a tricky one, Rabbi said. Remember we said that even the Rambam who holds that you can't make a bracha after the mitzvah concedes that sometimes you can. When is the sometimes that you can? Like tefillas what? Why is tefillas ge'ah different? Because it was what? Because it was impossible. Tefillas ge'ah is a primary example, is a perfect example of e'efshar b'lav hochi legamri. It's never efshar b'hochi. Shechitas trefa is a really tricky one. Why? Shechitas safi trefa. Would you call that e'efshar b'lav hochi? Depends how you define e'efshar b'lav hochi. Every time I have a safi trefa, my hands are tired. I can't make a bracha. But I can make a bracha shechita before if it's not a safi trefa. It's not the same like the marriage. Under the chuppah, you should have, could have made the bracha before the kedushin, and you blew it. You goofed. So that's what the Rambam would say. You can't make a bracha afterwards. In the case of the tefillas ge'ar, no ger under the sun can ever make a bracha before him because he's not Jewish yet. Those are the two extreme cases. Shechitas sofik trefa is walking the tightrope. It's right smack in the middle. On the one hand, it's taka e'efshar. I can't make the bracha before him. If I ask the rabbi, unless the rabbi's name is Rashi, I can't make the bracha. The Ramat Kapaskin, I can't make the bracha. So it's true that I couldn't make the bracha. On the other hand, it's only I couldn't make the bracha in this case. In other cases, I could have made the bracha. So just because the Ramah sanctions reciting a bracha after a sofik shechitas trefa, we don't yet know what the Ramah would say about Maseches Kedushin. Would the Ramah say that I'm siding with you as a rule of Lagamre? what the Rambam say, I'm only siding with the Azaruch because I think the Rambam would concede here this is closer to the Ma'al of Tfilas Ger. So I don't know what the answer to that Rambam is. But basically, let's just sum up before, as we finish up the sugya. So what do we have here? We just learned the one line of the learning Kedush Ma'al from an Aleph. We're trying to see Kol Tarku in the process, but we're trying to just learn Kedush Ma'al from an Aleph. Gemara said in condition, mitzvah yaseh v'shuluchay. He saw the magic word mitzvah, registered in our screen, machlekes Rambam and the Rush. Rambam saw it as a real mitzvah, the Rush saw it as a hekshe mitzvah. Then we went one step further, we said, well, if it's a mitzvah, or hekshe mitzvah, how does that impact Ksubas of Zion? So we saw machlekes Rambam and the Rush. Is it birch a mitzvah or birch a shevach? We didn't just conclude and say, oh, that's great, it's a suffix what it is and move on. We wanted to give it some real teeth, to give it a real nafkamina lemaisa. So we said nafkamina would be, when do you make the bracha? What's the normal protocol under the chuppah? Bracha first or kedushin first? Then we said that may or may not be an absolute proof because there may be external factors, private factors, minor factors that may change the rules under the chuppah. Then we raised the next level of question and said, okay, so we follow the standard protocol of the Rambam, bracha first, kedushin afterwards. Then we raised the question, but what happens if you goofed? What factors could possibly be thrown in if you goofed? So we went down the route of mitzvah m'sheches, and we realized right away that wasn't going to help us. Then we went down the route of, well, maybe bracha after the mitzvah is still good b'di'eved. So we quoted the Azaruah, we quoted the Ramah, we quoted a whole discussion, and we're still not 100% sure what does that Ramah Nuchashchita mean for us. Is the Ramah Nuchashchita a basic achra against the Rambam's klal, and basically siding with the Azaruah, that brachas can b'di'eved be recited afterwards? Or is the Ramah just mean to say in that unique case, because that's almost like an Yevshebelah. What would the Ramah say in Hilchas Kedushin? Not today. Lamaisa, 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 what the Masada Kedushin do today, if the Masada Kedushin would forget, he would make the bracha afterwards. Why? Because we have so many tzadim to make the bracha afterwards. Maybe the Rush is right, maybe the Rav is right, maybe the Osman is right, maybe the Zimitz and Mshachas, maybe the Ramah is right. So we have so many forces, point in the direction, that b'di'eved, the brach would probably be okay. But the whole discussion started with the machlokes, the Rambam, and the Rush. Yeah?
The smachlokes is only in the first line down on the Gemara, it's also in the Gedan.
Okay, we're moving on to the Gemara. We got further. Okay? So let's get back to Kedusha now. Let's start the new sugya. So how do we get into this whole discussion? But the Gemara was medayek, hashkeh v'shlucha mekadesh b'mavayim. So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Yosef, mitzvah yosef v'shlucha. And then the Gemara gives a few examples of mitzvah yosef v'shlucha. Ki had the Rav Safra, Machach Reisha, Rav Moch Shibuto, all the Amorim that make the Shabbos, that prepare the food, wonderful, mitzvah yosef v'shlucha. And then he was Zika the Amir, there are those who had a different version to explain away why the Mishnah says bo before shlucha. The ha isur nam isra. It is not just a nice thing to do a mitzvah yosef mishlucha to get married yourself, but there's a real problem of appointing shaliach. What is the problem? The other view that we have that the din is also the yavshikash isha achi yirena. A person is not allowed to get married until he sees the kala, and if he appoints a shaliach and he never got to see it beforehand, the Gemara is not talking about they've been going out for 3 years and he just didn't show up for the wedding. The Gemara means if he's not showing up for the wedding, means he never saw her. The Gemara says that's a problem. You're not allowed to get married until you see the girl first. Shema yirba dov maguna. Why? Because we're afraid if you didn't see what she looks like, so when you finally see her, she may not be attracted to you. It is kind of love. Rachamana amar v'hafta recha kamecha. It would be a terrible thing. V'hafta recha kamecha. It's going to be a lot of terrible things if you don't like her. So, therefore, Chazal say you're not allowed to get married either shaliach unless your mama saw already once. So, according to Vika Diamri, that the reason for getting married bo rather than shlucho is much more serious than just the mitzvah of bo yosef shlucho. So, what did Rav Yosef mean? Rav Yosef at one time in history made a statement about our mishnah mitzvah yosef shlucho. So, what was he referring to? He wasn't referring to the man getting married because that wasn't just the mitzvah; that's an isser also. So, what was Rav Yosef referring to? That's what the Gemara says. When Rav Yosef said that it's just a mitzvah, not so bad, no real mitzvah, not to really worry about, just a mitzvah, he was referring to the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah was the Ishim as Kadesh as Bov Shlucha. The Mishnah says that a woman can appoint a Shaliach. To that, Rav Yosef said, Hashta Bishlucha Mekacha Bov Mavaya. I'm Rav Yosef, mitzvah Bah, Yosef Bishlucha. That's what Rav Yosef meant. That's when the woman comes and asks the Shaila, Rabbi, should I show up at the chasana or should I go take my final and send somebody in place for me? So the rabbi will say, no, you really should show up yourself because the mitzvah Yosef b'shulucha. You're supposed to do mitzvah yourself, not delegate to others. What about the Isser part? It's says yes, it doesn't apply. Why? Ki hader. And then the Gemara says mitzvah yos b'shucho. We go back to cooking for Shabbos again. Kind of Rav Safra. And the Gemara says, so how come when it comes to the woman, there's no iser? The Gemara quotes the famous statement of Rish Lakish that the woman most likely is not going to be so upset, even if she sees the chasim later and doesn't 100% like what it looks like. Tafu make the tafu. She's going to be happy to be married. The shit of Christ is out there. She's going to be happy to be married, and she'll make do. I can't do Agamar. So Rabbi Sai, what just evidence from Agamar, from the second Lashon of Agamar, that the Gemara stuck with Yosef's mitzvah? Remember, Rabbi Yosef said the magic word mitzvah. And the Gemara said the magic word mitzvah of Rabbi Yosef is not referring to the chasan at all, because the chasan is much more problematic than just mitzvah than this and also. The only time Rabbi Yosef said the very powerful, very, very low-key word, merely a mitzvah, not an iser, was referring to the woman's vantage point. So Rabbi said this sets the stage for an entirely new sugya. But not really entirely new. It's following on the footsteps of the previous sugya. Because the Gemara just told us that whatever we thought mitzvah meant yesterday, it means the same thing today, but we just changed parties. We're not talking to the man anymore, we're talking to the woman.
Don't you
run
into the problem if she sends a
shliach,
he doesn't see her anyway?
That's a whole other problem, right? The Tosfos raises that problem. The Tosfos, you're right, but the Lashon HaMishnah is not highlighting that. The Lashon HaMishnah is talking about from her vantage point, she didn't quote-unquote do anything wrong. You're right, he violated the Nevera, but from her vantage point, nothing really happened. From her vantage point, the only thing that was lost was the news. So we have to stop and read that Gemara and begin to plug in everything we spoke about yesterday and the first half of today. Whatever that phantom mitzvah was yesterday, Shir, well, what is that mitzvah today? And the answer is it's identical. So we have to read the Gemara through the eyes of the Rambam, read the Gemara through the eyes of the Rush. What the Gemara just told us, according to the Rambam, is something very startling. What the Gemara just told us is, yes, there's a mitzvah to get married, because that's how the Rambam read our Gemara. And guess what? That mitzvah to get married applies to not only the man, to the woman also. That's what it sounds like. Does that strike you as strange? Does that strike you as mechudosh, according to the Rambam? But what did the pasuk say? What was the source? Ki yika chishisha. That's a really, really tricky pasuk. So some guys have learned the first brach Masechet Kiddushin. Ki yika chishisha. Yes, it's true that the woman has to participate in the Kiddushin in the sense of we require that she be there, I mean, her shliach, so she has to receive her shliach the ring, and she has to supply das kiddushin, give him a kashish, she should be al korchas, the days of the seventh kiddushin. So yes, it's true that the woman plays a role in kiddushin, but in terms of the chalos kiddushin, when we spoke yesterday about mitzvahs and chalosim, the chalos kiddushin, who is the Torah speaking to when it says ki yikach ishisha? Who's really in the driver's seat at a kiddushin? Yeah. Come here, give me a proof. Give me proof the woman is not at
it.
If he gives her the ring, she's Mekudesh. What if she gives him the ring? Nothing doing. Nothing. He ain't a Mekudesh. It's club. Gemara even has a suffix in that hey in the Seventh Kiddushin. We spent, those are my regular shiur. We spent a lot of time on this. What if he gives her the ring and she says the hooray and he Mekudesh is lecha? The Gemara is not even sure that the condition is good. Maybe even in Atari, maybe the condition is not good. You know why? The Rashi says, ki yikach, lo ki sikach. So there's no question from the vantage point that the chalais kiddushin, he's doing everything, she's doing absolutely nothing. But according to the Rambam, we have a startling statement that's now emanating from Agamar. According to the Rambam, chalais kiddushin l'chud, mitzvah kiddushin l'chud. That vis-a-vis the mitzvah kiddushin, ki yikach ishisha is going on both of them. Now how does that read into the pasuk? Ki yikach ishisha. Ki yikach ishisha. L'chur, you have to say something really mechudish. You have to say that even though you're right, the Torah is almost speaking to the man, not really to the woman, but it takes two to tango. He can't do his ki'igach without her. So it could be that lick in this pasuk, even if it doesn't sound away from the pashas of psukim, but let's not forget, the pashas, the words of the psukim don't sound like what? Don't even sound like there's any what? Any mitzvah altogether. That was the Rosh's title, ki'igach. It doesn't say, Dabba B'nai Shul get married. It says, by the way, if a guy happens to decide to get married, that's wonderful. And then he can get divorced if he doesn't like her. So according to the Rambam, we're reading this pasuk in a mechudish tikkun way, on top of mechudish tikkun way. It's today's shiur on top of yesterday's shiur. That he's mechuyif, yeah, he has a mitzvah to get married. And guess what? She also has a mitzvah to get married. That's quite a chiddush, but that's what you have to read the Gemara according to the Rambam. What about according to the Rosh? According to the Rosh, we are definitely not talking today about a mitzvah marriage, because there's no such thing. Rosh never heard of a mitzvah marriage. The only thing the Rosh ever heard of is a mitzvah peruvu. The best we could do with that Gemara is a what? What is it according to the Rosh? It's only a hesher. It's like building a silver, not eating silver. It's like baking matzah, not eating matzahs. The best it is a hesher, it's for peruvu. This Gemara becomes even more troublesome according to the Rosh than according to the Rambam. Why? Women are not chayavs in peruvu. How do you know women of Tirsa Peruvu? It says Peruvu v'Cheshua. Cheshua means to conquer. The men go out to battle. The women don't go out to conquer the world. So there's a din deraisa. Women of Tirsa Peruvu. This Gemara becomes almost incomprehensible according to the Rush. According to the Rush, the word mitzvah, just kidding, doesn't really mean it. It really means Hekshu mitzvah for Peruvu. How could the Gemara be referring to a woman here? The woman's doing absolutely nothing. She's not getting any mitzvah, zero, zippo, she's not chayav to improve. What's going on? So this Gemara is pilei ploy, bein lefi Aram, bein lefi Rosh. So it behooves us to understand this Gemara according to both. We have to first understand the Gemara according to Rambam, then according to Rosh. So l'chaira, the only way to salvage the Rambam Shita is to come up with this, almost a new yisayid in halacha, that even though the mitzvah seems to be man-oriented, the chalais is b'zich is for sure man-oriented, the simple reading of the Pesukim is Ki Yikach, the man, Ki Yikach Ish, the man's doing everything. But L'chor, you have to say some kind of a Yisoy, Medase Rambam, that a mitzvah that requires the participation of the other party is almost like the Torah saying the other party is M'chor in the mitzvah also. It's almost like built into the system of Ki Yikach is that you need an Isha, and the woman is not totally passive. In the Chalei, she's totally passive, but vis-a-vis the mitzvah, she's active participant. And she gets schar mitzvah also, and therefore the dinner mitzvah has the shuk is chal on her. It's quite a chiddush to say that. I would be much more comfortable if I had a precedent for that. If I had another area, another source, another dinya, another example, this type of a layout in halacha, where you have a mitzvah that's from the psukim sound like they're speaking to one party, but lemaisa we require the participation of the other party. That lemaisa requiring participation is enough to label the other party as a bar or a bas mitzvah. I'd be much happier if I had another source for that, rather than pinning this entire Shul Torah on one half line of Kedushin Be'Malach. So I'm looking for a parallel mitzvah. I need a mitzvah that is Pshuta Shemikra speaking to the man, requires a woman, and somehow we have reason to believe that the woman becomes a chayevus in that mitzvah. So what's a good mitzvah? What's a good example of that? The Ma'am Kavah should have given that away clearly. Yibum is a good one. Yibum is a very good one. You know why? Because Yibum, the Torah is speaking to the man. There's no question about it. Husband died without any children. What did the Torah say? What are the three magic words? Yivamah, Yivay Aleh. Yivamah, Yivay Aleh. Yivamah. If a Lakar would read that, Yivamah, without a Matikei, you know what I'd have to tell him to do? I'd have to tell him to start over here. You know why? Because the word Yivamah, with a Matikei, without a Matikei, are two totally different words. Legamary different words. Yivamah, the Matke means Yavam Shawa, that means the man. Yivamah without a Matke is the woman. That's as bad as the Makur in Pasha's Matos. Okay, sometimes if you goof here and there and things, it's not so bad, but in Pasha's Matos, if you read the word Isha and Isha incorrectly, he blew the hopes of me. Because Isha with a Matke means the Ishala, that means the man. Isha without a Matke is the woman. You have to be very careful, Pasha says here also. Because a lot of Makur is, they goof. And they mix up the words. There are two words beginning in the parasha. Who's Bakar again?
Yeah?
Isha. That would be real bad. Isha. That would be pretty bad. Right? But Admelos Yemei Tahara. In contrast to. Right? So the two words. So you have to be careful when the word is with a matzikay, when the word is without a matzikay. One is mekdar shalah, and one is not. One is the make tahara is not matzikay. That means the make tahar. Make tahara means the mekdar shalah. You have to be very careful. The numbers are different words. So over here, the Torah is speaking to the yavam. It's saying yavamah with a matzikay, yavam shalah, yavam aleha. And yet, do we have any reason to believe that the mitzvah chal on the woman also? We have to learn a couple of sugyas, get the pieces of a whole series of different sugyas, different yavamas, connect the dots, and come to the realization that probably there is a mitzvah on the woman also. And if so, that's going to serve as a good precedent for the Rambam to understand Agamah. So we're going to learn the learning Kedushin Mamalef, but as we bring the shir ready for then, you have to realize that you can't look at just Kedushin Mamalef, look at one line and say, I finished all shas. You have to look at all shas. You have to look, that's how the Rishonim learned. They looked at the line in the Masechet Kiddushin Mamalef, and everything starts to register. You have to speak Shas, Kol Perek was a picture. You have to start to connect the dots. That's what the Bali Taisis did, that's what the Rishonim do. That's, you have to look at the Sugya and see, well, what are the Gemara's impact on this? Because when you're vomiting impacts, when you're getting impacts, we have to take a step back and understand Kiddushin Mamalef. You have to understand this general question. Mitzvahs that are given to one party to require the participation of the other party, is the other party called a bas mitzvah or not? So Yibam is a good example. Who's going to be around here? Who can have the answer to finish, figure out how to connect the dots? Bring me a raya that a woman is chayavis in the midst of Yibam also. Yibam on the plus doesn't sound like.
Yibakach.
That's going to be a raya. Yeah, no. I'd say that would be a raya. Okay. So the raya is from a combination of two factors. One is the Taisa in the sense. Here, then one is the Gemara in the sense. Taisa in the sense. Taisa in the sense. Everyone got a chance to see. The Taisa is addressing the Mishnah of the Malach from the sense. Gittin. But the Mishnah is talking about a very, very strange situation. We have a guy who was a Chati Eved and a Chati Ben Chayrin. How did he get to be such a person? So that's another sugya, how we figure that out. But we got him there. Anyone knows who wrote the Sefer with the most possible Shalos about Chati Eved, Chati Ben Chayrin ever? The most possible applications of a Chati Eved, Chati Ben Chayrin. Every mitzvah the Mechas Chinuch says, what would the din be if he's a Chati Eved, Chati Ben Chayrin? You would think that there were like thousands of Chati Eved running around Galitzia with Mechas Chinuch. There was no Chati Eved, no Chati Ben Chayrin, there was nobody. But he had such a creative mind, every shayla he had put to the test of the Chati Eved, Chati Ben Chayrin. So in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph, the Tanaim spoke about a little bit. What do you do with the Chati Eved, Chati Ben Chayrin? So the Tanaim came to the quick realization, he's in a pickle, he's in a bind in terms of Shidduch. Why? There is nobody who can meet his resume. He can't marry anybody. Why? Why can't he marry anybody? Because he's a half Eved, can't marry a Bas Chayrin. He's a half Ben Chayrin, can't marry a Shidduch. He's stuck. So he can't get married. Can't get married. So the Mishnah says, can't get married. Yevatel. What's going to happen to having children? The whole world is created. Peruvu. L'shev is Yitzhar. What do you mean? Don't get married. It's impossible. So what do we do with Nebuch? What do we have to do? Who has to suffer now? Who's going to take the loss? Who takes the hit? The master takes the hit now. Rishamai was Mechadishes. The Tamina Rishamai, the Mechadishes idea that because of this concern of that there's no one for him to marry, we must force the master to free him. And then he can marry regular girls, like a regular ger. Every Meshuch and every Kananish and Nishtach was like a regular ger. So Bishama came up with this great idea, and they convinced Beis Hillel. The Chazru Beis Hillel Haris Kedim Bishama. Not often did that happen, but the Tamidi Beis Hillel, they were the majority of Tamidi Beis Hillel, they didn't figure this out. The Tamidi Bishama chopped their eye on this problem, and they came up with the solution, and they convinced the Tamidi Beis Hillel, and that's the din. Chazru Beis Hillel Haris Kedim Bishama. So Frek tells the Kasha and Gittin Dabin Malaf, why? What was the big deal? What's that big deal? You have to force the other guy. I'll come up with an Eitzes, says Taisus. I have a good suggestion who he can marry. Who can he marry? Let him marry a regular Jewish girl. What's the big deal? Marry a regular Jewish girl. What do you talk about marrying a regular Jewish girl? It's an Isidir Eitzes for never to marry a Jewish girl. So what does Taisus say? Let it be Mutter based on what? Taisus. Bim Taimar. Just Taisus. Let the mitzvah essay the rice of Puravu be doiche the love of Lo Yekadesh. That's the source for not marrying an Eved. That's a big deal. Essay the chalosa. You never heard of essay the chalosa? If you have a four-cornered linen baguette in a turi, put on woolen strings. Mitzchelos. Essay the chalosa. Sugis and shas. Essay the chalosa. It's a fact that is a kasha. Let the mitzvah essay of Puravu be doiche the love of Lo Yekadesh. That's Taisa's kasha. So Taisa starts giving you answers, one answer, another answer, three answers, other answers, four of answers. So we just want one answer for now, says Taisa. The oi, the bedidol leka asay, there's no mitzvah asay for her. She has no mitzvah asay. The pashtus, why is there no mitzvah asay for her? Because she's a what? She's a woman, and she's not obligated mitzvah approval. So she doesn't have a mitzvah asay. Well, tough. What did Taisa just say? Taisa just said an eye opener. Taisa just told us the klal and Hilchas Ezei Dechalosa that we didn't know until we read this Taisa. What was the klal? Where do we find Ezei Dechalosa say? My asay can be Decha Mylos asay. I could wear Kalayim Betzitzis. I could do a Mila and Tzeras. I could do an Aveira if I'm doing a mitzvah. What is the gross violation, flagrant violation of Hilchas Ezei Dechalosa say? Your essay is not going to impact somebody else's little sesed. A chutzpah. You do your mitzvah, you had a mitzvah, somebody else's chesed. So Taisus assumed in the third teretz, about the first two teretzim didn't assume that way, but Taisus assumed in the third teretz that one moving desk can't be derech Hashem is lost. And that's the reason why we don't give the option of Esed Echel Elseh Puruvu against Ori HaKadosh. Put that Taisus in the back burner for a moment. And look at the Gemara Maseches Yevamos and Daf Chaf. The Mishnah and the Gemara and Yevamos and Daf Chaf a disgusting situation where you put ourselves into the Yibum mode, okay? When you learn Masechet Yevamos, so the most important part of Masechet Yevamos, to make sure that you have the good case, right? There's so much of Yevamos involved, it was wild. Anyone here learn Yevamos? Okay, so what is Yevamos right now, right? Here you have Reuven. And we're going to give some of the signs that we use. I can't say they're the international symbols, but the symbols that we always use in Ashiar to describe Masechet Yevamos. A straight line means two brothers, okay? Arrow is husband and wife, right? So far, so good. Figure out what that means? Okay. Masechet Yevamos. One of the brothers. So what happens, everybody? And Rachel falls to whom? Falls to Shimon. Okay? Sounds pretty straightforward. There's a little bit of a problem. You know what the problem is? Shimon's not allowed to marry Rachel. Why can't Shimon marry Rachel? There could be many, many reasons why. I'll tell you an interesting reason why Shimon can't marry Rachel, which is not the case that the Mishnah is talking about. I don't come up with a really creative reason why Shimon can't marry Rachel. That would be okay. It's a good one. Okay? He happens to be already married to somebody else. He's married, let's say, to he's already married to Leah, and Rachel and Leah happen to be sisters. So that would be an example of Rachel falling for Yibum to Shimon, but that would be a pre-existing Isser of Gilead Arayos. So the first mission of Abba says, there's no, what we call Zika, there's no connection, there's no Yibum, no Chalitza, nothing, she goes free. Never happens. Okay? The whole Pasha of Yibum and Chalitza don't apply. Good, very good. That's an extreme case. I want a less extreme case. There's another reason why Rachel can't marry Shimon. You know why? Because it happens to be, you won't believe this one, Reuben and Shimon have a last name, Cohn. Okay, but Shimon is not just a Cohn, he's a what? He happens to be the Kohen Gadol. By fluke. He happens to be Shimon. There was a Shimon Kohen Gadol, days of Chachamim. Shimon Kohen Gadol. So now Rachel falls to Shimon Kohen Gadol, so we have to start to ask, is it a lady sound? They can't get married so fast. What is Rachel by definition? She's an Amana. If she's the Yavama, whose husband died, then she by definition is an Amana. And the Torah says, you can't marry an Akkohen Gadol, not marry an Amana. So what do you do? So the Mishnah says we're in a pickle. The Mishnah says, on the one hand, it's not Gilead Arayos, so we're not going to send her free with nothing. On the other hand, there's no way in the world we can sanction a Yibum here because there's Nisa Deraisa of Amana Akkohen Gadol. So what will we have to do? Nebuch, what do we have to do? It's a strange situation. We have to give a chalitza. She came to Yibum, has to do chalitza. That's what the Mishnah presents in Maseches Yevamos. So comes the Gemara and shepherds on that. And the Gemara says, no, not so fast. Why can't Shimon and Rachel have this? Why not? Let what? Let's think it through, Rabbi Say. Let the assay of Yibum be deich and alos, assay of Amalekai and Rabbi. So the Gemara makes a cheshbon. The Gemara in Maseches Yevamos and Nefchof goes through the following cheshbon. Everyone saw the Gemara inside?
Yeah.
Comes the Gemara and says, Amon l'kohen gadol. So at the end of that line, Bishlama min anusuin, esse velo sese, v'en esse dech lo sese v'yese. Al min ha'irisin, lo sese gredo, yavayese v'yinche lo sese. Boom. What did the Gemara just say? The Gemara says, let's be really, really medayek. What exactly do those words mean that she's an Amana? What kind of an Amana is she? So there are two different types of Amana she can be, depending on just how married Reuben and Rachel were in the first place. If Reuben and Rachel were married for less than 20 years, so then Rachel was an Amana we call Amana min anusuin, so she can't marry a Kohen Gadol for two distinct reasons. Number one, she's an Amana, there's another reason she can't marry my mother. Why not? She's also a ba'ula. When she had beer from any man, whether a husband, a stranger, any time any woman had beer from another man, imbul's atzma, right? Sings exubus, you like Ilaris? Where I come from? Okay. Once she had beer with another man, done, she's finished. She can't marry a kohen gadol, because it says besula v'lo ba'ula. What's the tokef? What's the strength of that iser of besula v'lo ba'ula? Is that a lav? It's an iser essay. It's a lower level iser. It's an iser essay. The Torah says do this, implying don't do this. It's also min haTorah. It's not a lav. So even when Reuben and Rachel had nisuin together, they were married for 20 years, when Rachel falls to Shimon, what do we say? Can't do that, because you have a lav of Amana, and you have an essay of Ula. So what's going to be Deiche? What's going to override this lav and essay? What's the best we can come up with? What's the grandiose mitzvah that's going to be Deiche? What is it?
Yibum.
Guess what? Yibum can bump off the lav, but Yibum can't touch the essay. And what are we left with? Nebuch. We can't let them have Yibum, and therefore they have to offer Chalitza. But the Gemara says, what if all the rules change? What if she's not? You're not assuming. The original marriage between Reuben and Rachel was only a resin. So true, she was an Eishes Ish, and true, she's a full-fledged Almana, but what is she not? She's not a Bula. So now, if she falls to Yibum to Shimon, we should plug in the rule called Essay Docha Los Essay. That's the Gemara's catch. And the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, sorry, not true. Mishnah says you can't do Yibum. Why not? Essay Docha Los Essay. Anyone know what the final conclusion of the Gemara is? The Gemara's conclusion is you're right. Min haTorah you can. But if we say Essay Docha Los Essay, how many beers are we going to let them have? What's the mitzvah of Yibum?
One
time. First beer, that's it. Afterwards, it's Rishus. Says the Gemara, if we let this marriage take place, we let this Yibum take place, they're gonna be together. The next night, the next night, they're always gonna stay together. We'll never get them divorced. Min haTorah, they could have Yibum, and then they have to get divorced. Min haTorah, Essay Docha Los Essay. So Chazal said, that's crazy. We're not gonna let them do that. This is a terrible idea. So therefore, the Mishnah says, we don't do it, and we insist that Chalitza and finish, not to find a good Shidduch. We left me just a lousy Shidduch. She married the kohen gadol for one night and disappeared. It's just bad, bad policy. So with the Rabbanu, we did it with. But Min haTorah, the Gemara says, if she's an Rabbanu and Erisin, Essay Docha Los Essay. No? Who's thinking? Who's thinking? Who's thinking?
She must have really missed it.
According to Taisus and Gittin and Abner Malev, the third Teres in Taisus, that Essay Docha Los Essay only applies when you have the mitzvah's essay. Namely, my essay can't be Docha Yor Los Essay. That's a violation of the rules of Essay Docha Los Essay. And the Gemara in Yevamah Stavkof speaks openly and freely about Essay Docha Los Essay applying by Almanim and Harrison. The only reason why we don't practically implement it is purely tangential, technical, with their abundant concerns of Gezeiras, future deals. But Min haTorah v'Yes Meshur Aveinu, can they have Yibum? The answer is absolutely. There's nothing wrong with this Yibum Min haTorah. Essay Docha Los Essay. It's my essay and it's her los essay. She doesn't have an essay of Yibum. The Torah says Yibama. No? What conclusion
why is
should
it her
you do?
Essay?
What?
Why is it her los essay?
Because Manuel Gol is also bane for him, bane for her. It's the Fair. So, no? What conclusion must we draw? There's only one conclusion we can draw from this Gemara. And what is that? That according to that day in Tosfos, not everyone's Meshuggah, not everyone's married to that Tosfos in Gittin. But according to that third day in Tosfos in Gittin, it is clear as day, maybe, that a woman has a Mitzvah Yibum also. Because if she didn't have Mitzvah Yibum, then this would be a moot discussion. Then the Gemara would never have even presented Essay Docha Los Essay. So Rabbi Isai, we have something which is a potential precedent for what we're looking for. We are looking for a mitzvah that in the Torah seems to be presented to the man, and yet somehow Chazal figured out that it must be chal on the woman also. And the only way to explain it is because, well, since it's EF shifted the man being alone, it must be that this mitzvah was given to the woman as well, not forgetting the simple reason. We've proven beyond the shadow of a doubt, according to one day in Tosfos Gittin, we've proven seemingly beyond the shadow of a doubt, that according to one day in Tosfos Gittin, Yibum is such a mitzvah. just as Yibum is such a mitzvah, we can now extrapolate back to the Rambam and say, well, Kiddushin may be a similar type of mitzvah. Man can't do it without a woman. Maybe that's what's going on in Kiddushin Mechalim. So when you see, when you learn Kiddushin Mechalim and you see, the Gemara says, yeah, mitzvah bah, yos mishluchot, yeah, great, mitzvah yos mishluchot. You have to stop and ask them, wait a second, not so simple. According to the Rambam, who gave her a mitzvah? The mitzvah is maybe the man's, but who gave her the mitzvah? So we tested, you know, we gave this hypothesis, well, it must be the Rambam understood that the mitzvah is chal on both of them. So that was our hypothesis, so we have to prove it in the lab. So the best way to prove it in the lab is to go find Kayeti, but find another model. So we succeeded in finding another model, assuming that, again, this is all hinging on one big, big assumption. What's it assuming? That what? That who's right? That the third Dan Tosis can get. Don't forget, there was only the third, not the first two. Assuming that third Dan Tosis is carrying the day, so that third Dan, those Rishayim, we don't know who wrote that line in Tosis, but those third, those Helege Tamiya Tosis, who wrote the third line, the third Teretz, must have learned the Gemara Maseches Yevamos Mefchof with this Chiddush. And just as we see this Chiddush Pedasa Tosfos, we're willing to extrapolate it and plug it into the Shita Saram as well. So again, we're learning Kiddushin Ben Aleph through the eyes of Gittin Daf, the same Daf. Gittin Daf Ben Aleph and Yevamos Mefchof. Combine the two Gemaras together with the Tosfos with the Rambam, then you have a little bit of a greater insight into the Shita Sarambam, how he would read this Gemara Kiddushin Ben Aleph. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. If not, then the whole riot wouldn't be a good riot. So Mitzvah tomorrow, we're going to try to see whether the crew that you're beginning to raise may be able to offset this riot, and we'll go back to the condition of malfunction. Okay.
Rashi says that
the Rashi, 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 the